West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A two-decade firefighter and local small business owner, one of the seven candidates on the Republican-only ballots, seeking to start the year 2025 as Carroll County's District 5 Commissioner.
As a first responder, we go to that call with no bias whatsoever. Our intent is to get out there and solve the problem that that citizen has. It doesn't matter where it's at, what neighborhood it's in. I feel like if that comes into play back into politics and there's a district commissioner who has that kind of mindset to serve people, it doesn't matter about who they are, what they are, where they live. It's about solving the issues that bring happiness or make their life better.
Keith Knowles was the guest on Thursday's WLBB Community Voice and said District 5 residents have particular concerns.
The concerns in District 5 is obviously the growth. That growth has to be managed. I'm not for taking a farm and letting subdivisions go in there, and I understand that issue. I live on the north end of District 5. As soon as I pull out on 61, I feel that growth every single day. The ones who haven't been impacted by that growth way deep down in the District 5, I understand what you're trying to prevent. The other thing is the spending. The spending is a big thing. I think a lot of them say, I'm tired of the way money's being spent within Carroll County.
That complete Community Voice interview with Knowles is archived online at newstalk1330.com. Well, after four more schools earned district STEM certification from Carroll County Schools this spring, all of the district's schools now hold the distinction. Mount Zion Elementary School, Mount Zion Middle, Sharp Creek Elementary, and Villarica Middle School were certified after successfully integrating 21st century learning and strategies in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics as a part of instructional design. The National Institute of STEM Certification is an advanced STEM certification held only by 2% of schools in the nation, including 17 Carroll County School campuses. And for nearly four decades, Mayfest has drawn thousands of people to Carrollton's downtown the first Saturday in May to browse handmade arts and crafts like woodworking, jewelry, crochet, and woven items. Enjoy local dining and explore unique specialty shops. This year, downtown Carrollton's biggest annual event returns to Adamson Square on May the 4th. And the AMP at Adamson Square will host free family-friendly activities and entertainment throughout the day, including face painting, the annual Teen Idol competition, and giveaways by several area nonprofit organizations. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.